Last year, it was all eyes on Senator Lisa Murkowski, since she was one of only a handful of Republicans who would sometimes vote with Democrats in the U.S. Senate. The fate of health care and tax bills seemed at times to turn on what she would do. But this year is shaping up differently in the Senate, and both Alaska senators will have to contend with new dynamics. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Murkowski was a pivotal vote last year because her party leaders pushed Republican bills that they could be sure no Democrat would vote for. As we heard over and over, the Republicans only had a two-vote majority.
Republicans could only afford to lose two votes if they still wanted to pass that bill.
Can only lose two votes.
Three no votes.
Right.
You can't afford to lose more than two.
It only took Murkowski's no vote, plus those of two other Republicans, to kill their party's health care bill last summer. Molly Reynolds, a political scientist at the Brookings Institution, says after that, Senate leaders made sure their tax bill would include a plum for Murkowski, drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
We saw her use some of her leverage to get something that was an important policy priority for her out of a narrowly divided Senate.
This year, the Republican majority is slimmer. Now they can only afford to lose one senator and still have a simple majority. So you might think winning Murkowski's vote will be even more crucial to the Republican agenda. But that's not how it works, not this year.
We're going to be looking for areas of bipartisan agreement because that's the way the Senate is.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says this year he's not trying to pass policy goals in budget bills that can be passed with just 50 Republican votes. His majority is too slim. Instead, he's trying to move bills that will require 60 votes to proceed. The bills will have to be moderate enough to pick up 9 Democratic votes. So, to see their priorities pass, both Alaska senators will have to aim for bipartisanship. In this 60-vote scenario, Murkowski is unlikely to be the pivotal vote. She says that's fine with her.
You need to do things around here because they're the right things to do, not because you can do them, because you have one more vote than the other side.
Among her bipartisan goals, passing her broad energy and natural resources bill. That's a big bundle of Republican and Democratic priorities, covering everything from energy efficiency to park management and protection from landslides. And then, Murkowski says, there's the bipartisan crowd-pleaser bill.
Everyone is talking about infrastructure as being the thing that allows us all to come together. We all want to build things. That's a winner for everybody.
But she says she's concerned about cost. Murkowski is one of the most moderate Republicans. According to ProPublica data, her votes strayed from the party line 17 times last year. Senator Dan Sullivan votes with the party more often than most of his colleagues. He strayed just 4 times last year. But Sullivan has bipartisan goals, too. He points out that he had a lot of Democratic support for the missile defense expansion at Fort Greely, which became law last year. He has sponsored a clean oceans bill with Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. And tackling the opioid epidemic, that's another of Sullivan's goals that's almost universally shared. Sullivan is also keen on infrastructure, certainly for rural Alaska.
Getting fully funded, the water and sewer issues, to me, particularly in communities that don't have clean water and sewer, American communities, I find it outrageous.
As for a national infrastructure bill, Sullivan wants to link it to permitting reform so projects don't take decades to get going.
If there's not a big permitting reform element, I'm going to have a hard time voting for any amount of federal funding because I think it'll be a waste of money.
He says permitting reform is a bipartisan goal, too, because Democrats don't like long project delays either.
When I talk to my Democratic colleagues, all of them recognize this is a problem. They want to fix it.
But many Democrats hear permitting reform and think it means undermining environmental protections. Here's what Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell said when asked about permitting reform.
I think the administration is running over lots of important clean air and clean water issues, and I don't think that's something we need to be doing.
Sullivan says his pitch is that they can speed permitting without cutting corners. Whether Democrats will help Republicans achieve their goals, whether Republicans can craft bills that will win over at least 9 Democrats, remains to be seen. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.